Oh, make me over. I'm all I wanna be. I walk and study.
You can never be too rich or too geeky. Here's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
And of course, just another one of the broadbands.
Yes.
It's really,
And a little bit of singing by Mikel. Wow.
Yeah, that's Hole, but it's actually, what's her name? Courtney.
Courtney Love.
Crazy is Courtney, her name?
Yeah, Courtney Love, love.
Courtney, I do heroin in front of my child in when I'm really, oh.
Cookie, crazy Courtney.
Cookie Courtney.
This is why you don't want to let your child get into the music business.
Yeah.
Courtney Love is a poster child for, no, nay.
Get bad your, idea.
Get your college education.
She's a real gem.
Let's talk to Michael on his Sony Vaio and whatever else is ailing. And Michael, thanks for holding, and how can we help you?
When I run my SpyBot program, it gets almost to the end of the program, and then the computer does like a restart, turns itself off and back on. Says that it's recovering from a serious error, and if you go to the link for the Microsoft help page, says that it's caused by a graphics device driver that's not compatible with the Windows system.
Well, that helps right there, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
That was nice
oh,
of it, actually, to help tell you or actually tell us what the problem might be.
Well, might be. It's kind of strange, though, that it, is it always at the end of the SpyBot scan?
Yes, there's, I think it checks for about 17,000 different things, and it gets to about 15,500, and that's when it turns off.
Well, the first thing,
same place every time.
The first thing I do is delete as many files as you can to get it under 15,000.
No.
That's not.
Here's
not
actually the first thing I would try to eliminate this graphics driver issue is reboot into safe mode.
Get out with that safe mode.
I know, but if you try it in safe mode and it works there, then the graphics driver issue that it's talking about, there's a good chance that that's real.
It's for real?
If the same thing happens in safe mode, then I would start looking at a hardware problem that's in that machine.
Yeah.
Right. Because it's not going to load that graphics driver in safe mode.
Right.
That's you're the like, key there.
Okay.
So if now smart. In safe mode the problem is solved, then what you'd want to do is go back into regular mode, figure out what kind of video card you have, and not just the manufacturer, but the exact model.
Okay.
Go to the manufacturer's website and download the latest drivers for Windows XP for that.
Well,
video
we're
card.
Assuming. Do you have Windows XP?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, when you told me that I'm because of the reboot and recover from the serious error, and it took him to a special page.
So we got two smart guys in here.
Seems to me you'd have to have Windows XP for all those things to happen.
All right. Do you ever have this issue rebooting with anything else? It's just with SpyBot.
No. It occasionally it used to do at random, you know, when I was sitting there and no one was touching
sure,
it.
Sure, that's the most fun.
It said that you might be able to work around the problem by going into the graphics
settings.
Driver accelerator.
Yeah, and turn it off.
Turning it down to none, and I did that, and it made it worse.
Hey!
So I decided to see, well, what does this thing do? So then I cranked it up all the way to high. And that's when it eliminated the random restart, and now, like the originally, it only does it when I run.
Michael, are we interrupting your reading of the newspaper?
No, not you,
Michael. She's.
Oh.
No, that graphics driver is sounding more and more like it. It probably is the cause. If the update doesn't work and you still have the same problem, then I'd start looking at the graphics card itself. Maybe that could be a problem.
Okay.
All right. Good luck, Michael.
Thank you.
And, hey, Mikel, thanks for bringing Russell with you.
Who's Russell?
The one that you're, you know, with the paper.
I know. If anybody is selling a Honda Civic, please give me
no,
a call.
No,
stop
no.
that.
This is not the classified
I need a new
ad.
Car.
You just got off to on the station management's going to have you out of here. should we go to our Geek Speak of the Week?
Geek Speak of the Week is always a good thing to do when we're prepared for it with our sound files like we are right now.
You know all those people that like to call themselves geeks and nerds that
geeks.
Are talking down to you with all this verbiage and telling you stuff that you don't know what the heck they're talking about? Well, this segment of the show is to help you demystify that language
geeks
those guys like to use. And we call this the Geek Speak of the Week.
Geeks!
Yep. This is a new one for me. It's called Nastygram.
A Nastygram!
Anyone want to guess what Nastygram means?
It has something to do with being nasty.
It's when one of those strippers comes to your door and says, hey, I'm here with... Oh, no. That's a spam program. Different.
You're getting close. No, it's a letter, email, or other message that insults, criticizes, or attempts to intimidate the recipient.
Oh, heck, that's half the mail we get.
Yeah, I've gotten a few nasty grams.
I'm talking about the Computer Corner email.
Oh, sure.
We should call it Computer Corner Nasty Grams.
Yeah, the Nastygram Corner.
It's like, nasty. You guys aren't funny. Don't try to be funny. Just talk about technology.
Naughty, nice computer.
That's our favorite one. It's like, you know what? We've been doing this for 11 years, at least I have.
And we're funny, dang it.
No, we're not funny. Oh. But to talk about technology, this dry stuff all the time, it bores me. We got to have some fun, or we can't keep doing this every week.
Yeah, like I always say, Ken's funny, but looks aren't everything.
There you go. Ba-dum-bum. Hey, how about our free download of the week?
Free download of the week is called Abby PDF Transformer.
Excuse me, I'm sorry. The featured download of the week. It's not necessarily free.
No, it's not.
Okay.
But it's you can download a trial version of it, and basically what it does is it will convert a PDF file, which you'll find on the internet a lot. It'll convert it to another format like Microsoft Word or Excel.
So you can take a PDF and turn it into something that you can actually
edit.
Undo the PDF.
Exactly, and then you could transfer back to a PDF if you wanted to. Imagine that.
Just keeps getting better, doesn't it?
Yeah. No. So check that out.
PDF, what's PDF stand for?
No idea.
Portable document file.
All right. I'll take your word
for it. Chad, you got to come prepared. Or is the Beastie Boys, you got to come correct. Huh?
What?
Huh?
Whatever.
Come on.
You know, we got half an hour of show to ruin your life with. If you want to, you know, stick around, that'd be great. If not, come back. Stick around either way. It's the Computer Corner. We've got half hour left. It's 602-277-5827. One line open. Ken and Brandon back after the news.
Save thousands right now during Isuzu's Sport Utility.